And the pit is the place where the enemy puts a prophet when the enemy doesn't want the prophet's word in the conversation. And anyone worth their weight in kingdom authority prophetically, at some point when they speak the word of the Lord, the religious spirits will arrange for a pit to put you in to take your word out of the sentence. The only problem is the guy that throws you in the pit is watching day by day as the enemy gets closer and closer. And King, late at night when nobody can see him, takes his crown off and goes to the pit where Jeremiah is. Jeremiah, it's me, the king, the guy who put you in here. Is there a word from the Lord? Yeah, you're in serious doo-doo. You're knee-deep in kimchi. Some of you don't know what kimchi is. How many of you have ever been to the Orient? How many of you have ever eaten shark fin soup? Kimchi is fish heads soaking around in water that they use to marinate. And it is gross. But it tastes good. Especially when you're hungry. And you've been on a plane 24 hours and you need something to eat. I imagined it was Italian. It's all pictures. Spaghetti and meatballs. Because all seeing is learning. Is there a word? Yeah, you're going into exile. And amazingly, when the enemy came in and took out the king was taken out in chains. Jeremiah was lifted out of the pit by the enemy king and his highest officials and was escorted into Babylon without a chain. See, because sometimes the culture we're trying to reach is more open to the supernatural voice that you carry than the religious spirits that want to shut you down. And we're not here to change the religious world. We're here to impact the hungry that are out in the culture that are seeking but don't know what they're looking for. Am I talking to anybody? And not only does Jeremiah go, but a young man named Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,